proclamation number 2372 dated the June 17, 1942. Misguided teachings are barriers for the seeker of God. The spiritually seeking human being experiences a certain lack of freedom as long as he cannot intellectually free himself from human teachings which don't correspond to the truth. Such doctrines prevent him from cognition, and thus he thereby acts his own limitation of knowledge, because pure truth cannot be given to him until he has liberated himself. If it is given to him, he does not recognize it as such. Although God moves indeed towards the seeking human being, he wants to be unreservedly accepted. Misguided opinions, however, are barriers erected by the human being which, in a manner of speaking, still signify a partition between God and the person. Every false doctrine that the human being won't give up is such a barrier which still separates the person from God. God will now stimulate the human being to pull the barrier down, i.e., other people will shake his convictions by unfavorably criticizing his misguided teachings, and the person will thus become inclined to quash these. If he does, he will soon gain insight, because now he is taught by God himself, who will send him the right thoughts, which the human being readily accepts. But as long as he holds on to his misguided opinions, he cannot become enlightened. He finds no connection, and therefore his knowledge is patchwork and not sufficient to teach other people either, for someone can only give that what he owns himself and not what he is lacking. However, the more willing a human being is to walk the right path, i.e., to live in accordance with divine will, the more certainly God will guide him towards cognition. It just takes a long time to remove those obstructions which make it impossible to achieve cognition. One must try with great patience to disprove another person's false opinions. The love of a fellow human being can achieve this as long as he knows the truth and thus can also impart the truth. The human being is always victorious when truth is on his side, because the truth is of God and God cannot be defeated. Anyone seeking God will find him without fail, because he makes himself known to anyone who sincerely endeavors to find him. Amen.